brand new episode of the Uncovering Greatness podcast. I am your co-host, as always, Sven Steele. For those of you who don't know, or this is your first time watching or listening, the Uncovering Greatness podcast is a weekly podcast that we do here at Uncovering Greatness. And we talk about things from business to mindset to entrepreneurship to business development. And we try and teach from the perspective of what we do. We are real people. We're doing real business and doing real things and make real mistakes. And today we're joined by Barry Mitchell. How are you doing today, Barry?
Hey, Suri. Good on you. Good to be with you guys. Welcome. As we have for the very first time on our podcast, welcome. Nice to have you with us. Those of you that are regulars, great to have you back. As always, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I just finished a sales explosion program, our first public sales explosion program for 2024, which was really exciting, and had a really cool group of people in the room. Two very intensive days, lots of results. One guy sold a $4 million house. One guy sold a $4 million house. Pushed through his little voice, made a phone call to a guy that he should have been phoning. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
The rest of the room in 10 minutes did 161,000 Rand worth of sales out of the room in 10 minutes, which was really good. Some good shifts, good changes, and just a really wonderful group of people.
Yeah.
So very blessed to be able to teach that and hopefully make just a little bit of a difference in some people's lives and in their businesses, even the ability to be able to make a little bit more money, in some cases to make a lot more money, and create a change using it.
Yeah, 100%. I think it was definitely it was a very different room, and it's always cool for the first one to kind of see different, like, sort of the, I don't want to use the word diverse, but I think it was just, especially in terms of like age, the age demographic was really nice to see. It's always cool to have younger people in our room, and I think it's actually why I know it's super important that more young people attend something like Sales Explosion, or just try and develop your mind a bit differently because of the world that we currently live in. There was something specific today that you wanted to talk about. You kind of mentioned it this morning, but I'm quite excited to hear about it. And I'm quite excited for people to hear, because, like I said in the beginning, we are real people. And we're not here trying to be fake it for you. So what's about your experience?
So, yeah, what I want to talk about today is knowing that you need to do something, making the commitment to do it, and then not freaking doing it. Mm. I know that doesn't happen to any of you listening to this.
Not at all.
Never. I mean, you've never done that, have you?
Never. It wasn't just deliver.
and I had an experience this morning, and it's definitely not the first time this happened to me, but it just really pissed me off. Mm-hmm. I'll set a little bit of context. I love the sport of CrossFit. Some of you may do CrossFit, some of you might have heard of CrossFit, some of you may never have heard of CrossFit. But if you've never heard of it, go look it up. In my opinion, it's a wonderful sport. It's a bit of weightlifting, it's a bit of gymnastics, a bit of cardio work. It's just an all around fitness or a fitness process, which I love. And right now we're in the middle of a thing called the CrossFit Open. And what is the CrossFit Open? It is 3 weeks with three workouts where pretty much every CrossFitter in the world will enter once a year. So there are hundreds of thousands of people all around the world doing workouts every week in order to find out where they sit. And ultimately for the elite athletes, it's the start of their journey to go to what's called the CrossFit Games, which many people deem to be a test of the person that wins those is often deemed to be one of the first people on earth. We had a workout this morning that's really been bothering me for the last week, because part of that workout was skipping. Now, I do not have a problem skipping. I love skipping. I've done a lot of skipping. I skip a lot. The problem is I'm very good at doing single unders, but I suck at double unders. And so double unders are you jump and the rope is going to go twice. instead of just once. So it's got to go twice. So every time you jump, it's ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So part of this workout is it was doing rowing, deadlifts, and double unders. Now, people that know me well, they know my two favorite exercises in the whole of CrossFit are rowing and deadlifts. And when I saw that, it was like, man, I'm so excited. And then I saw double unders, and I was really pissed. And I wasn't pissed because I couldn't do them. I tell you why I was really... What really irritated me, this time last year when I did the CrossFit Open, we had double unders, and it was the same thing. And I walked out of that event and I said to Nicole, this is the last time I'll ever do an open or another event without being doing double unders. And I made a commitment to myself that I was going to practice double unders, and I had a year to be good at double unders.
Yeah.
Well, I still suck at double unders. And you know why? Because I didn't practice double unders. I did a little bit, but I really didn't commit myself. And there's a number of reasons, and we can make excuses, whatever.
Yeah.
But most of that are bullshit anyway. The reality is I didn't honor the commitment I made to myself to do double unders.
Yeah.
And this morning, I wasn't pissed off because I couldn't do double unders. I wasn't pissed off because I had to scale to a different type of workout and do single unders. You know what I was pissed off about? That I let myself down. That a year ago, I knew what I needed to do to set myself up to succeed in the next step. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come. And you know what it got me thinking, Suri? How often are we doing that in life? How often are we doing that in business? We know the things that we need to do. And they're simple. I have a program. I even bought a program. It's a 6-week program on how to learn to do double unders.
Oh, okay.
I have a skipping rope. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of space in home. There's no excuse.
You got the tool.
I have all the tools. I have everything. I just didn't do it. Mm. And how often do we have everything lined up for us? And all we have to do is commit. Commit to the simple thing. What was the simple thing? 5 to 10 minutes a day. 5 to 10 minutes a day. 4 or 5 times a week, just practicing these things called double unders. And I would have got better and better and better and better, and I didn't freaking do it. And that's what pissed me off. That's what really, really pissed me off. Because I look back, and you know, one of my favorite sayings from people is, should've, would've, could've, didn't. And you know, it got me thinking about how often are people doing that in their lives? How often are people doing that in their business? They start off at the beginning, like right now, for many people at the beginning of a financial year, set a target, even go down and do a strategic plan and do all that sort of stuff. And then they're going for 12 months without doing the shit that they know they should do. And that was it. That was the lesson.
Mm.
And it happens time and time again. I see it with people that come in and out of our rooms at Uncovering Greatness. I see it with my clients. I see it with me. And it's stepping back and saying, okay, now the question is, now I've got the lesson. Well, what am I going to do with the freaking lesson? Because I have two options. I'm going to commit that I'm going to learn, so this time next year I can do double unders.
Yeah.
And now, well, it's easy to commit. It's easy to come out of here all pissed off and go, that's it, I'm going to master these things. But the real test is in the activity that I'm going to take. Mm. And what is that activity I'm going to take? And am I going to put that activity? Or am I still going to be in the same position next year? And you know what? I can blame a whole lot of stuff. I can sit around and say, wow, that was busy and my business was more important, about. Cuck. Mm. It doesn't matter what happened. The reality is that I didn't put enough importance on learning how to do double unders, so I can't do double unders. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, that if you flip that into, like, if you flip, exactly what you said, if you flip it into business, and I think that last piece you said was so important, didn't put importance on it.
I didn't.
And how many people do that in their business? I mean, you also speak a lot at Sales Explosion for example, we use the example of car salesmen.
Yeah.
The last few days of the month, because you haven't made your sales. So what do you, how you put, now you put the level of importance on it.
100%.
The last few days.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late because you haven't developed the habit, you haven't developed the training, you haven't developed the practice.
Mm.
And I know this. I do know that if I have spent a year doing double unders, I would have done really, really well in this particular workout. Why? Because rowing and deadlifts are things I love. absolutely love. And I walked away from that workout. Yeah, I did a, what's called a scaled version, and I pushed myself really hard and all that. But I just felt there was something missing. You know what the thing that was missing? I didn't do what I know that I should have done. And when I go back, I look at my career in sales, my career as an entrepreneur, my career in business, and the salespeople that I've worked with, the business owners that I work with. And I'll ask all of you watching this, how many times are you doing that? You make a commitment, you're going to do something. It's very simple. It takes a little bit of time. It takes some discipline. It takes some focus. And then we don't do it.
Yeah.
And you know that the time's coming. You know that the time is coming when you're going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a, look, if I gave up CrossFit, no problem, then don't do it. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. But I haven't given up CrossFit. You get that. It's something I love doing. It's one of my, and it's the same thing. It's like, if you give up your business, good, well then stop setting goals to sell. But if you haven't given up your friggin' business and you set a goal to sell, then that goal is, I'm going to learn how to make cold calls. I'm going to learn how to get on the phone. I'm going to learn how to knock on the door. I'm going to learn how to master Facebook. Whatever it is, embark on it and do it every single friggin' day so that you get to a level of, at one, at least you get to a high level of competence, and then you can take that on to master it.
Yeah.
But when you sit back and you go, I didn't even give myself a friggin' chance. Does that make sense? I took the opportunity away from myself, not from anybody else, away from myself, because I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yeah.
And that for me was the key thing, is because how many times are people doing that in their life and in their business? You know, we just had a sales explosion. I spent 2 days teaching people how to build a list and how to find customers and how to knock on doors and all that sort of stuff. Many of them will leave that program going, right, that's what I'm going to do. They'll make their list and that. And you know what? In 6 months' time, they're not doing anything because they're busy doing a whole lot of other stuff. And this time in a year, maybe they'll come back in the sales explosion program and they'll say, oh, you know, I should have done that. I should have done that.
Mm.
I should have done that. And they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can speak for myself, just, you know, serving in the back of a room, seeing the whole list. I mean, what, last year? Just take last year, for example, we did what, 4 sales explosions. Sitting in the back of the room, like, okay, cool, we're about to this, what I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I just don't. Whereas this year is different, moved into a new space, and now every morning I have to look at that list. When I sit down at my desk, I'm like, and I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it.
100%.
But and exactly like you said, I made a commitment, which is the easy part, the simple part is making the commitment.
I mean, how many times do you make decisions in your life?
Yeah.
And you make the decision, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And you know what to do. You know, it's not as though I didn't know what to do. And in fact, if I didn't know what to do, well, I can go onto Google and YouTube and find there are more than enough
programs.
I even bought a program.
Yeah.
So that's no excuse.
For sure.
And it's never an excuse. Yeah.
So
but what happens? We know exactly what we need to do. Now, what's important is it serving what you want to have? Well, yes, it was, because I want to do better at CrossFit. I want to improve. I want to stack up better than I did last year. And I knew last year I was doing really well in my age group in Africa, really well, until I got to the third workout, and the third workout I couldn't do double unders, and it really let me down. And I was like, okay, so my level of fitness where I'm at, I could do a lot better if I can do double unders.
Yeah.
So I knew that. And then I don't go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it again, it happens all the friggin' time when it comes to business and life. People know exactly what to do. And it's not rocket science. They know exactly what to do. They don't do it, and then we leave ourselves short.
Yeah, because I mean, like you said hello this morning in the car, is you made it from like 41st to 400th.
Because well, it's highly likely.
But and it's just because of that one thing.
100%, because one thing.
And in your business, it could be that. You could go from having a 1 million rand business to all of a sudden having a 1,000 rand business because of one thing that
I stayed the same.
Mm.
I stayed the same. Having a 1 million rand business to next year having a 1 million rand business.
Mm.
Why? Because you didn't do the simple things in your plan that you decided was that you needed to do in order to take you forward.
Yeah.
You know, if I had spent a whole year, 3, 4, 5 times a week, spending 5 to 10 minutes every day practicing double unders, and I go to this workout and my double unders still sucked and I would be better than I was. But let's say I haven't really got them 100%. And you know what? At least I could say, I did what I set out to do and it's still not working. I've got more work to do.
Yeah.
But I can't do that because it was a half-assed friggin' shitty job at pretending. Hey, and this is the thing. Yeah. Pretending to get it right, which I never got it right. Mm. And you get that. And that's what people do. They pretend to make phone calls. They pretend to visit customers. Mm. They pretend to get their Facebook and marketing right. They pretend to do all that. They spend a lot of time thinking about it, talking about it, promising themselves they're going to do it, but never prioritizing it. So it becomes a key thing in terms of creating their results. And I've seen that in the world of sales that I've spent most of my life in. I've seen that all the time. I sit down, I help people design a funnel and go, right, that's what you have to do. And they go, okay, great. And then they don't do it. Why? Because you know the deal? It's damn hard to do in the beginning. It's damn hard to do in the beginning because you suck at it.
Yeah.
I do. I suck. And I've often said, the single hardest thing I probably had to learn how to do in my life is double unders. For whatever reason for me, my brain doesn't freaking click with them. But guess what? So I suck. So I know I'm going to suck. So guess what? I self-sabotage myself because I don't want to go through the suck of sucking. Does that make sense?
You don't feel like a sucky person.
100%. Yeah. So now it sucks. So people do that. They know they suck at cold calls. They know they suck at getting on the phone. They know they suck at knocking on the doors. So instead of pushing through it and saying, I'm going to learn to get through that suck. I'm going to suck up how shit I am at what I do. And then I'm going to get better and better and better and better. But I'm going to give myself a chance to succeed.
Yeah.
And that's what really pissed me off this morning. I took all opportunity and all chance of me being able to, and I don't mean win the crossroad, but what I mean is win for myself. Win for myself. I took all opportunity of me winning for myself, of me beating myself, of me getting better than I did last year off the friggin' table.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, I'm putting this, you guys that are watching this, I'm going to put this in your space. Most people are doing this all the friggin' time. We know what we have to do, we set up a plan, and we just don't do it. And then the problem is, the one thing with me today is I'm taking full responsibility. Because it was me, it was nobody else, it wasn't my work schedule, it wasn't because I was stressed last year, da da da, all that bullshit that people...
No, you can make those
decisions. I've gone above the line, I take responsibility. Now the question I'm going to ask myself is, what am I going to do for the next 12 months? Am I going to do it, or am I going to be in the same stupid place in 12 months' time? But that's the problem with a lot of people, that's where they go. Well, they'll find a reason why they couldn't have done it. Cuck, if you really want something bad enough, you take the excuses off the table and put aside the time to get down what you want. And the results will come. They will come. Mm.
And I think it's like you teach it a lot, especially at sales disclosure, but pretty much everywhere, is that like it's the first sale that you make to yourself after the most important sale. So like you were saying, it's about you winning. It's not about you winning the CrossFit Open, it's about you winning for yourself to know that I am getting better at something.
100%.
Versus, I'm actually still in the same position that I was in last year. And guess what? I'm even more frustrated because I'm still in the same position.
Well, I'm giving myself a chance to do better.
Yeah.
Like, how many times, guys, are we taking the opportunity to be better, do better, and have better off the friggin' table?
Because
we're not doing what we should be doing.
Yeah, because like you said, it's that first initial suck is the... It's the thing that I feel stops too many people.
Yeah.
But it actually ends up becoming an excuse.
What?
It's not stopping you anymore.
Go back to it. It just happens to be our topic from Circle. It's simple.
Not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It is simple. Me putting aside 5 to 10 minutes a day to practice something. It's very simple. I have a skipping rope. I can stand at home. I can stand it. In fact, you know what? I can stand in my lounge in the evening when I'm watching a friggin' doing whatever I'm doing, watching a podcast or a series or whatever I happen to be at whatever stage of my life wasting time. And actually do something useful like skip.
Yep, 5 minutes.
It's not hard, mm-hmm. But it's prioritizing that's what I want to do. So go back to it. So when you don't prioritize, it's fine. Make a decision. That's what I'm going to do. Find out what I need to do. But then you have to prioritize. It has to be something that you prioritize and you do every day. And then it becomes easier and easier and easier. Do the simple things. They are hard to start off with. And they become easier and easier and easier. And as you're going through the process, you learn it. Exactly like sales. Exactly like building a business. Hey, I mean, how many times do people want to start a business, but they want to get it perfect before they start? Well, you're not going to get it perfect because you don't know what you're perfecting. You can't perfect something that you've never done before. Mm-hmm. So I can't perfect friggin' double unders when I'm not doing double unders.
Yeah.
I can read about it. I can watch all the friggin' videos. But I put those blinking handles in my hand and then I suddenly go, oh, cock. And then I go and learn. Mm-hmm. And it's the same in business. Yes, you've got to get information and you've got to get your plan together. But you can't perfect anything or can't get better at anything until you're doing it.
Yeah, you've got to apply it.
So get out and do it. Start the application process. Then you start learning. Start applying your sales process. Start applying your marketing process. Start applying your business process. Start working through it. And then you'll start learning where your shortcomings are. You'll start learning what you're good at, what you're bad at, what you have to get better at, what you can change, what are you learning. Because it's different for everybody. Mm. You know, the undertaking is the same. The outcome is the same. But how we do it, our weaknesses and our strengths are different. You know, what I struggle with in double unders will be different to what Nicole struggles with or what you struggle with. And it's the same in sales. What some people struggle with, other people won't. But what other people don't, other people will. But you can only find that once you embark on it and then you get better and better and better until it becomes something that, you know, that saying of when you start off, you are unconsciously incompetent. You don't know that you don't know how to do it. Then you start doing it and you go to conscious incompetence. You know that you don't know how to do it. So you start off, I don't know that I don't know how to do it. Then I find out that I have to do it. I know that I don't know how to do it. Then I start practicing and working through it. Now I become consciously competent. I have to think every time how to do it and think and think and think. And then when I'm not thinking or something happens, then I don't do it correctly or I don't do it how I want to do it. And then I go start again. But as practice comes and you get better and better and better and better and better and better and better, then it becomes a habit that you no longer think about it. You just get up and you do it. Mm. And that's called unconscious competence, where you no longer think. But that only comes from a process of doing it again and again and again and again. And that's the process to mastery. Mm. So I've watched enough people do double unders. I know how to do a double under. I've watched enough. But I'm consciously incompetent. I know that I suck at it.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Now I could stay there because I don't want to challenge myself or make excuses. Or I can say, scuff that. This is the last time it's ever going to happen. And then we'll see. So interesting. This time next year. What's going to happen? Am I going to hit my target? Or am I going to have the same friggin' discussion? Idiot. Does that make sense? And my challenge to people is, how often are you doing exactly the same thing? You're doing it in your business, you're doing it in your life, and 6 months later, 12 months later, you're still in the same position because you didn't do the one or two things that you set up that said, I'm going to do. I'm going to do this year. I know that that's what I need to do this year in order to improve in this area of my life. Not 700 things, one or two,
yeah.
And you improve.
And I think something that you also teach about the life is that you have to work the process, right? You have to work it. So you can't now start, so let's just say the example of the double unders. You start doing the double unders from this program that you bought. You do maybe 3 or 4 days. And you're like, actually, no, I don't want to do this one. Let me go find this one. And this one, now you have 75 different versions of it.
Well, now you create confusion.
Yeah.
And then you become confused that you don't do it. Nothing actually works. So find a process.
Yeah.
Look at someone, say, I want to follow this person. I want to learn from them and then follow what they teach you and follow it until, you know, Robert Kiyosaki has a great acronym for focus. Follow one course until successful.
Yeah.
Focus, follow one course until successful. Find it and follow it.
Yeah.
Follow it and do what you're learning until you're successful.
Yeah.
Because, and that period of time is different for different people. So, that's the lesson for today. When you make a decision to do something because you know that that's the key thing that you need to do in order to improve in that area of your life, embark on doing it and go through the hard start of making it happen, because it will come back and bite you in your ass because you made a decision that I need to do that for a specific reason, and it'll come.
Mm.
It will come.
And I think that that's super important. It's like, look, if you've made a decision for, you want to change your life.
Yeah.
You're not sitting here and saying you have to change your life.
No.
You've made a decision that you want to do something in your life differently.
Your life, your business, whatever, your relationship, whatever it is.
Yeah, do it, stick to it, And then you'd be able to, and also something that you speak about is you can't measure what you're not doing.
I know, but I know I can because I suck at it.
Yeah, but now you can measure that.
100%. Am I getting better?
Yeah.
Am I getting better? Am I getting better? Am I getting better? And so, yeah, that's my challenge to you guys. As you, those of you that are starting your new financial year, you're going to be doing a plan. Be clear on the activities and make a commitment that for the next 12 months you're going to drive those activities.
Yeah.
Don't leave yourself disappointed. Not in the results. Mm. I can handle being disappointed in the results because I had a bad day or things didn't work out or the timing wasn't right. I can handle that. But what really pisses me off is when the results are determined because I didn't follow a process to get better. So I took any opportunity of any decent results off the table. And so don't allow that to happen in your business and in your life. If you can sit back and say, okay, I didn't get the results I expected, but I did everything in my power to get better at what I was doing and to fulfill that process and to do the act, and I did all the actions and activities, then you can step back and say, I did what I had to do. I didn't get the results, but man, I've learned. Man, I've grown. But I also learned this. You'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll be pleasantly surprised when you actually do follow that course of action. The results you get, you can't even see it. I look back and go, you know, and this is simple stuff, logical stuff. This is not new to most people. But I look back and go, if I'd have spent 4 days a week, 10 minutes a day, practicing double unders, I would have practiced double unders for the last 52 weeks 208 times. 208 times. I have to get better. I have to get better. Does that make sense? Yeah. And you know what? If I'd have done it that much, I think I would have been pleasantly freaking surprised at how much better I actually did become. So guess what? This time next year, I'm going to tell you how pleasantly surprised I am on how much better I've become by doing 5 to 10 minutes a day, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. I'll come up with the program that I already have. But let's see what happens. That's it. That's for me.
Well, that was, I think that was, speaking about this is exactly something that I think everybody who wants to make a change in their life needs to hear. So if you guys did find value in today's episode, please leave us a comment, give us some feedback, let us know what your thoughts are, let us know how your journey is going, if we can, because now we're going to be tracking Barry's journey for the next year to see how he hopefully improves it. So for those of you who, you'd like to join us in person and get to know Barry, get to speak to Barry, get to learn from Barry a bit more, you can join us every single Thursday at Corporate Conference Center for the Circle of Influence Breakfast, 8:30 for 9 o'clock, $100 gets you in, get some croissants, some cappuccinos, when you get to interact and engage with some awesome people. On Friday the 15th, I think it is, Friday the 15th, we have the Cashflow Club happening at Corporate Conference Center, 6 to 9, we'll have Barry in the room for the first time in a very long time teaching Cashflow. That's going to be very, very awesome. That's just stick to your agreements that you make with yourself. Those are the ones that really count. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Barry, for sharing your journey, your experience. And we will see you guys next week on a brand new episode of the Uncovering Greatness Podcast. Be awesome. Have an awesome, awesome week. We'll see you guys soon.